Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Gregor, first mate, Barry the boater, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information here on this holiday edition of the big show. By the way, biggest weekend for Christmas light boat parades is this weekend. Winterfest Boat Parade in Fort Lauderdale, largest, they say, possibly in the world, going on in Fort Lauderdale tonight, as well as Key Largo in Florida. But they're happening all around the world, and I think this is the weekend to make it happen. So hopefully you've made plans already, and you're well on your way getting the best viewing spot for your local Christmas light boat parade. It's the best way to celebrate the holidays, other than listening to the World of Boating and us ramble on and on about one of our favorite activities, which is going out on your vessel and having some fun. By the way, just for the record, we've kind of covered this before. But the best place to view a Christmas light boat parade, for instance, down in Fort Lauderdale, is from a rich person's house. That's what I've been told. You know, because it's only the rich folks live on the intercoastal, you know, waterways there. But there are parties going up and down the intercoastal of Fort Lauderdale in South Florida this evening. And when you're in it, like I was last year, I was in the parade. I was on one of the Grand Marshal boats and waving to everybody for a couple hours as we cruised down the waterways in South Florida. I couldn't believe how many Christmas parties were going on watching the boat parade, and they were swanky. Some of them were wearing all suits and stuff. And I mean, you could see all the food and the booze was flowing. People were having a good time. And I was like, gosh, I wish I was those folks, but I don't have enough money. And neither does Barry, because Barry has not been invited. So we haven't sucked up to the right rich folks in South Florida.
I wouldn't want to wear a suit in Florida.
Well, it depends on the party.
Unless it was chilly out. Yeah, I mean, it would have to be cold.
You know, go to Kohl's, get one of them cheesy Christmas suits for $50, Barry. You could
Christmas
do that.
Suit.
Yeah, yeah. Bright red,
green.
I've
never heard of such a thing. Oh, yeah. You mean like, yeah.
It's a store. Like an elf. They have those. But you could afford a suit like that if someone invited you to one of those swanky South Florida soirees down there on the intercoastal.
No.
What do you mean?
My dress of going out is shorts, shirt, and flip flops.
Yeah. Well, you're
that's Florida attire.
There are places where you can do some viewing along the intercoastal down there in Fort Lauderdale for that crowd.
Oh, there are plenty of places.
But you want to weasel your way into one of these fancy parties. Because they are, I mean, when we cruised by them last year, I was like, golly, I wonder who's there. And I'm thinking, you know, you're looking at the crowd. I mean, it looks like your typical Hollywood thing. People are in long gowns and tuxes. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's like, you know, the people like Tom Cruise and all the famous Hollywood folks are probably out there doing these. These are fancy Christmas parties.
In the really big McMansions, there's also a lot of condos along the waterways there, and you get sometimes a better view from there because you get a balcony view.
Well, that's true, but you know, you're kind of, and then you would have to have your own little private party, I guess. But I'm just saying, the people that seem to be having the most fun were these big, fancy Christmas parties. You could tell they were blowing it out, having a good time, cheering for all the boats and. But you could see the food, you know, they'd have a buffet of lobster and everything.
I know, you've got to have your food.
Oh my gosh, it was crazy what we were saying, but I was like, gosh, if I only knew those folks.
And you just had a sandwich on that boat you were on.
Right.
And you had to work hard for it, right?
Actually, it was like an energy bar. We'd had squats.
An energy bar, and you're just waving for 2 hours.
Send me a lobster tail over here, you know?
I don't think that's
happening. I mean, the problem is I don't know any of those fancy rich folks, but they know us. So they know better to invite us, I think.
Exactly.
How that works. But yeah, those parties would be the ultimate thing. I mean, you're right. Along the condos, you get one of those high up balconies that overlook the waterway. Those are kind of fun. Mm-hmm. That'd be great viewing for sure. Yeah. But if you want to really take in the whole atmosphere, it would be one of those fancy parties, you know? So it's always who you know or who you don't, like us. And say, right. So we've been able to weasel our way into being in the parade, but being at one of those swanky parties, not so much. But you have your mission, Barry. If you choose to accept it, just go in there and go buy a suit. Come on, you could do it and weasel your way in, talk your way in to one of those fancy parties. Couldn't you do that?
You just walk there like you have an invitation, and
yeah,
you act like you own the place. Remember me? Yeah, from 3 years ago.
Sir, where's your car? I had the driver drop me off.
Yeah, driver. Drop me off just because it said Uber doesn't mean anything.
But you got to wear something more.
You don't want to drink and drive, so.
Well, true. But you got to wear something more than your fancy red cap and a t-shirt and shorts, though. You're going to have to get a suit.
You mean
something.
I can't wear my World of Boating shirt?
I would advise against it. That's going to work against you for sure. You're going to have to wear a fancy suit, act like you belong, and just talk your way in. I know you do.
Suits are for weddings and for wakes.
Come on, suck it up, Barry.
No.
Okay, he's worthless. He ain't going to do it even for the holidays.
You can do it.
I'm not. I'm up in Orlando. I got too much going on.
You look like James Cameron. So, I mean, you could be his double there.
Oh, I could play that card, you say?
Yeah, you could do that. Sure.
All right. Well, who do you look like?
I look like no one.
I don't know. Hey, if you dressed up fancy, say you're Danny DeVito or something like that.
What? I am not that short.
Okay.
And you're not that tall. So,
maybe. I don't know. Okay. We'll work on it or avoid it at all costs.
Just go on Jeff's boat. You know, go on South Florida Dive Headquarters.
Well, that's what
I did
last year. And
and they're great, you know, but they also, I don't know if they still do it. They would have a boat go out there with food. I think it was bring your own beer, but they had food on board, and then they would anchor.
Mm-hmm.
I guess someone at one of their houses would let them anchor there or at least tie off there so they could watch the festivities right from the boat.
Right. Well, yeah, I think they do. And
you think they still do that?
Yeah, he invited me down, but I have some other stuff going on this weekend, so I wasn't able to make it. I should have called you, and you could have filled in.
He was going to make you clean the head. That's what the problem
was. Well, there's that.
Yeah, once a year, it gets a really good scrubbing from you.
Right. So, anywho, if you know someone, it's always best if you can do that for one of your local Christmas light boat parades.
Sure.
We're talking mostly about Winterfest there in Fort Lauderdale, but this applies pretty much across the board. It's always who you know.
Well, the Key Largo one is fun too. If you recall, we were both down there at one time.
Yeah. And it's much smaller, much more intimate.
But they had a barge that had food and music playing.
Right. Well, yeah, a lot of the track for the parade in Key Largo goes across these waterfront cafes.
Right.
So a lot of the restaurants down there are set up as viewing places. And so it's not as hard to get into a good spot like that. Yep. I actually have some friends that are in that parade tonight.
You have friends?
Acquaintances.
Okay.
I know them. They don't really admit they know me. But they're helping out with the parade tonight. I mean, Captain Slade is involved in that, our dive friend there, Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's always involved with the Key Largo Christmas Light Boat Parade.
He's going to be dressing up as Santa soon.
Probably scuba Santa. He goes down underwater, does that whole thing. But for the parade tonight, he's usually one of the main players to help orchestrate stuff. I think they might even have fireworks going. I don't know. But it's not nearly as big as Fort Lauderdale, but it's a really nice event. For the folks that live down there. But if you happen to be, playing tourist in Key Largo tonight, it's definitely a fun outing to be out there and see some of the boats parade along the waterway there. Have your dinner. Have your Gregnog, which is a little bonus, a special recipe we came up with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is. But
it's hard to keep that down.
Right. But plan accordingly. It doesn't matter if you're in Key Largo, Fort Lauderdale, anywhere on the planet. Go to a Christmas light boat parade tonight. All right, more coming up. Barry's just got back from the Everglades. We'll talk about it next on The World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.